All right, welcome back to the Hurt Locker Rugby Podcast. We're back after a short holiday break and we're also waiting for Kit then, but it was actually horrible timing considering we just rolled out our first episode in Jan 30. Anyway, we're back locked in and ready to roll on some gun content for the rest of the 2025 season. Thanks for tuning in. This is the very first episode of the Weekly Wrap, our new segment, which will be dropping weekly. And it'll be recorded every Wednesday when the team lists do drop. And obviously, there's enough rugby news in and around this time anyway during the week, which means any new topics coming around, we can get amongst it on this podcast. You will have to bear with me sometimes this year. I still have uni and work to juggle with, so I'll try my best to get as consistent as possible, and I'll try and drop it on Wednesday nights. But at the latest, every Thursday morning around 4 to 5 a.m., I'll have it for you guys ready. So on the way to work, training, uni, anything like that, check it on the aux or your earphones, and you'll be able to listen to the Wednesday wrap to get everything to do with the Super Rugby team list or any rugby news going on at that time. For now, it's only going to be audio, but trust with some of the plans that we have. I'm talking to some people at the moment, and hopefully by the end of the month or maybe 2 months' time, we'll have different people in and around Oz and NZ. We'll get them online. Well, I'll get them online. We'll record some content similar to what I'm doing exactly now. And I'll kind of base it around that First Take on ESPN style show. And we'll, you know, get that sports coverage, well, rugby related, for you guys here on the Hurt Locker. Before we get started, we want to give a quick thank you to the main sponsor of the podcast, our good local friends, Freedom Internet. None of this would be possible without them. All our kit provided in to bring this content to you. Go to freedominternet.co.nz for all things related to commercial and residential internet, helping you and your family to stay safe and protected on the internet. Now, let's get stuck into game one of round four in the Super Rugby 2025 season. Let's go to the Blues, who are playing the Brumbies on Friday night. Let's go over to the team list. So have a look. So in at number one, we've got Josh Fusitua. Number two, a hooker position, Ricky Riccatelli. Three, Angus Ta'aval. Patrick Tuipulotu goes in at four. Josh Beer at five, my brother. Cam Christie, just after his debut last week, goes in to get his starting posse at six. Anton Segner goes in at seven, and Cameron Swafford goes in at number eight. Connecting the back line and the forwards, number nine, Finlay Christie goes in. Bodie Barrett goes in at the 10 jersey, AJ Lamb at 12, Rico Ioannidis at 13, and for the back three, we've got Caleb Clark on the left wing, Mark Talia on the right wing, and Cole Forbes in the back. On the bench, Nathaniel Bolle gets a second cap. Congrats to the ref for getting named in there. Ofa Tuungafasi goes in at 17. Marcel Renata on at 18. Tristan Cook, the debutant, at number 19. My brother Shea Clark, as you guys already know, here on the Hurt Locker in at 20. Looking forward to watching him get on the field. Sam Nock is in at reserve on 21. Harry Plummer goes into that spot at 22. And Corey Evans finishes off the list at 23. So yeah, as you saw, Vren Cotty has made five changes to this week's lineup after the W last week. Josh Fusitua and Angus Ta'aval get the opportunity to start in the front row. Cam Christie gets a starting opportunity after his debut last week. So congrats to you, Brad. Just to let everyone know, he's 21. Him and Nathaniel Pauley lining up for a second cap is just crazy, 21. But you know, on that note, it's good to see super franchises kind of trusting the young ones again, because for a minute it felt like only the NRL was going to trust their young superstars to get amongst in the top sides. But now we see with some situations like this, a team trusting in that, a young gun. Yeah, it's good to see. Hoskins gets handed his consequence by the Super Rugby judiciary this week. So he'll sit out three games, which gives, obviously, Cam Swafford the number eight jersey. And Cam has been bloody super consistent. And so, you know, he may not hold the X-Factor type that a lot of the Facebook couch potatoes have been saying in the comment sections, etc. But, you know, what I'll say about Cam is he'll win collisions like he's done for the first three games he's played this year. His defense is his biggest part. In 2025 to date, he's made 44 successful tackles with only two players above him, and that being the captain, Dalton Papali'i, who unfortunately got injured, and Ricky Riccatelli, who's in fine form, the best form actually I've ever seen him. Both players with more minutes as well to say. So to back that up, he's also drawing second in carries, and so at a bare minimum, we can't question his work rate. I think Cam's going to have a gun game this weekend, and so I'm excited. I think he's going to kill it, so we'll see what he does. Anton Segner, he gets in his nod in at number seven to miss Dalton Papali'i, who's out with a head injury. Now, No knock on Anton, this next bit's about Dalton, but, you know, it's quite a miss for the Blues boys. Dalton's been working real overtime in the past couple of weeks. It's crazy to see this engine. You know, he's known for having an engine, a big engine, since we're young. Since we've seen him in at St. Kent's, and all the way to now, we've just known him for just going and going. And so for that to get even bigger in 2025 is kind of scary times. Some of his stats, 50 successful tackles for the season so far. He's second in the squad for that stat. He's had 3 successful turnovers, 4 defenders beaten, and he's only missed 3 tackles. So, yeah, like I said, that work rate is crazy. And, you know, to miss his presence and leadership this weekend, I think just considering the experience of him and Hoskins is out, that in itself removes 50 All Blacks tests from the combined team. And now, obviously, if you stack up like guys like Rico and their tests, and then even for the players that aren't going to take the field, just having them at training, it's obviously still huge. But that in itself is a lot of experience missed for this weekend. And it's going to be a hard game. So, you know, what it does give is it gives Anton Segner a really good platform to kind of show what he's about. He's a workhorse as well, and he's a toilet. So I think it's an opportunity for him to, you know, show that he doesn't belong in second place. He can prove his versatility this weekend, and there's no better time to do so against a strong Brumbies side. Cole Forbes moves over to the 15 position with Bodie back at 10. And after his gun performance last week, can't wait to see Bodie start back in that jersey. I feel like, you know, this is the direction the Blues need after the first two rounds, especially. Moments win games, and as we found last week with him igniting that gangster aerial by Mark, that try that Mark got in the corner, Bodie has that cool, calm, and kind of collected energy to hopefully be the gel that's needed in between the forwards and the backs, getting that groove going for the boys. Plummer's impact off the bench, you know, that's also a real good kind of idea. I think that direction going forward is actually going to really help the Blues, especially going against the hard teams, as, you know, sometimes games plateau, especially from that kind of that 40 to 55 minute period. And, you know, for, I guess, some of the positional questions we have going around, I mean, it's kind of interesting if you look at the bench. You know, you've got Bodie, I mean, in the second half, obviously, Vern's going to have a look at Harry Plummer coming back on for that impact, like I said before. Where does he slot in? I'm not too sure, because AJ and Reeks have been playing big time together, and their defense is also locked in, so I don't think those two will go off. So it's either Cole Forbes goes off, Bodie goes back to 15, and I think Plummer will slot into that 10 position, because it also doesn't make sense to swap out any of the midfielders, nor really the outsides, because the two outside, well, wingers are at least doing real well. And Corey Evans is on the bench as well. So Corey's obviously, like I've said in the podcast earlier in the year, Corey's locked in as well. So I don't think Bodie will be going in anywhere else. And I don't think Harry Plummer has any other space to really go into the side at that point. And then looking at the young gun, Tristan Cook gets his debut. I did message the bro tonight, and he sent a nice message back. I just wanted to congratulate him. But, I mean, oh, did I say before he's 21? No, he's actually 20. Oh, my God, and he just turned 20. Yeah, but, yeah, you know, congrats to Tristan. I'm super excited to see what he brings to the table and what he represents. He's gone through all the age grades. He's pretty much ticked them all off, you know, the NZ20s, etc. I think he captained the Blues under-20s last year. So he's gonna go real well. I'll reach out to him before the game on Saturday, and I'll try and get him on a call or something to just get you guys a little insight into how he's feeling. Let's see, players to watch for this game. Ricky Riccatelli, I think he's in for another huge game. If you look at his Super Rugby fantasy stats, he's been killing it. If you just look at his kind of, you know, if you do the eye test, because I think, well, most people these days are doing the eye test, he's been performing out of his skin. I reckon he's in for another big one, and he's one of my All Black Smokies if you base that off the first three games we've seen this year. I mean, Riku Ioane, I reckon he is in for a big game as well. Obviously, he plays the Brumbies, and if you look at the Brumbies midfield, they've got David, let's see, David's at 12, David Feluai, and Len Ikitau. They'll be in at the midfield for the Brumbies. So, you know, I mean, Len Ikitau, he's solid, and he's a good defender as well. I mean, that's kind of that avenue will be quite hard to break through, depending on how fast the Blues can get their set piece and their plays. But I think Reeks is in for a big time. His experience is going to show at this point, considering guys like Dalton is out, and then, you know, even on the bench, you got Steven Perfetta and those boys that are still out. So I think Rico, it's time to really stand up, especially considering that's kind of been the thing people have been saying in regards to leadership on the field. Oh, why doesn't guys like Rico step up? I mean, it's kind of annoying when you hear things like that, especially because, like, but I don't think those guys are lacing up their boots to get on. But, you know, I think Rex is due, his time's due, and I think he's in for a big one this weekend.